So we are 99 days away from the start of the NFL season. Every day, I'm going to give you guys a different, new, fresh, improved NFL thought that I have. Yesterday, we talked about Caleb Williams and how I believe that Caleb Williams has the most pressure on him of any quarterback heading into this season. The Bears have bent over backwards to try to accommodate him this season. They hired the best offensive-minded head coach that was available. They made two trades on the offensive line. In two seasons, they have spent multiple top 10 picks on a pass catcher. They spent their second-round pick this year on a pass catcher. They have done everything they can to try to help their offense and help their young quarterback and kind of steepen this learning curve a little bit. We'll see if it works. The next thing I want to talk about is I think that Cincinnati is still a very good team. I think that Cincinnati is a top five quarterback in the league. I think they have maybe the best wide receiver, certainly one of the top two or three wide receivers in Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins is going to be healthy coming into this year. There are a lot of reasons, I think, to like Cincinnati. Two things, though, usually go wrong for Cincinnati. They usually are dealing with some nonsense in the offseason. Sometimes it's of their own dealing. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's Joe Burrow is recovering from an injury and he's not going to be able to practice until August. That's usually not good. Sometimes it's something different. Sometimes it's a contract. Ja'Marr Chase is unhappy with his deal. T. Higgins is unhappy with his deal. Trey Hendrickson is unhappy with his deal. Usually the Bengals, they got some nonsense going on. And if there's one thing that I've learned from Mitch Holthus over the years of him joining us on the show, it's been this. Your habits in March, April, May, and the kind of foundation that you build, you can see that later on in the season. One of the reasons that the Chiefs usually get off to a good start, or Philadelphia usually gets off to a good start, is because of how they handle this part of the season. Everybody is there. They aren't a noisy organization. Everybody's participating. Everybody's pulling in the same direction. Once it's football time, let's focus in on football time. Hey, when it's your free time, go have fun. Travis, go do your podcast. Go to your girlfriend's concerts. Patrick, go do what you want to do. But when it's football time, when it's time to lock in, you guys need to come back to Kansas City. Let's do our work. Let's do what we're supposed to do. And then in your free time, go be free. That's not what happens in Cincinnati. They just ho-hum. They go through June. They go through July. They go through August. And then they think on week one, they can just flip a switch and they can just go out there and start the year 4-1. That's not how it goes usually. Here's Ja'Marr Chase.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't be out there.
You want to.
Oh, you wouldn't be out there.
If it was up to me, no. Of course not. You asked me, do I want to play?
Right.
Not really. No. I think we do the, I don't mind like a series, but that's literally all we do. You know, we get, and that's not, you don't really feel mentally ready for a game like that. For me, I don't think I do. I'm not going to speak for everybody else.
So in your opinion, playing in the preseason is not a game changer for how you guys start?
I don't know. How did we start my rookie year? Did we play in the preseason? I don't know. What about the next year? Do we play preseason?
Yeah.
What about the following year?
Two.
We played that preseason?
Yeah.
Sound like we need to play preseason, huh? I mean, y'all found your own answer. I just asked y'all a question. Y'all told me the answers.
Yes, Ja'Marr, you guys should start handling your offseason a little bit differently. Last season, the Bengals started 0-3. They dug themselves out of a hole. Yes, you finished over 500. But you started the season with a loss to New England. New England was terrible last year. New England was one of the three worst teams in the league. You scored 10 points against New England last year. 10. You started 0-3. You started 1-4 last or two seasons ago. So now in 2023, the Bengals, well, what do you know? They started the year 1-3. They got beat 27-3 in the first 4 weeks of the season by the Tennessee Titans. You should be embarrassed. Back in 2022, the year they lost to the Chiefs in the conference championship. Well, what do you know? They start the year 0-2. Then you got to dig yourself out of a hole. You can't continue to do this if you're Cincinnati. This is not what Kansas City does. This is not what Buffalo does. This is not what Baltimore does. How you handle your May and April and June, it affects how you perform in August, September, October. I don't know how many times you need that lesson if you're Cincinnati. This season, look, you've been given a gift from the gods if you're Cincinnati. You start with Cleveland and Jacksonville, two of the five worst teams in the league last year. Cleveland has no clue who their quarterback is going to be. Jacksonville was terrible last year. I bet you Cincinnati loses one of those two games. I don't know which one, but we've seen way too many Bengals games. I'm telling you, they are not starting 2-0. They're 100% losing one of those games. I mean, eventually, you guys will get that lesson. I mean, I don't want to do it. I mean, I don't need it. Well, you obviously need it. Look at your team. You guys are 3-11 the last 3 years in September, and you're telling me you don't need the preseason. You need to be the first one at preseason, setting the tone, setting the tempo. But what do I know? I'm just sitting here looking at the numbers. That was Ja'Marr Chase. Let's see how the Bengals handle this offseason. They're already fighting with their best defensive player, and their number one wide receiver said, I don't need practice like the rest of y'all folks. He sounded like David Ruffin from The Temptations. That's what it sounds like. Good luck to Cincinnati this year. We'll see how it goes for them.
I think it's fair to say that they handle it wrong, but I think if we polled most NFL players, most would tell you they don't like the preseason and they don't get much out of it. Like, you're right. Mitch Holtis always talks about the value of the preseason and the OTAs and the mini camps and the St. Joe's. And I'm not discounting that, but I'm sure if we got to, you know, hook Travis Kelce to some truth serum or Chris Jones, hey, how important is the preseason? They would both be like, we play one series and we go put a hat on. What is the value? Something in Cincinnati needs to change. They're taking their offseason too casual, but I don't think his opinion that the preseason is not for me is unique to him.
No, I don't think it's unique. I just, at some point, what you guys have been doing is wrong. It's wrong.